I gotta find my notes here really quick. I found my folder. But there is my notes for the day. So I'm all set to go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, all the coughing, all the burping, all the other noises. Which I can make a remark about that pretty soon, but let's get started so I can.
First podcast, yeah. Because I mean, you guys made me laugh.
That sounds funny.
That sounds funny.
TSF at that sounds funny. .com.
Two blind brothers and a blind sister. Tell it the way we see it.
Wake up, Grandpa.
All right, everybody. Yeah. This is the podcast that sounds funny. This is the week of April. Oh, I have the wrong date. Of April 3rd. It's actually April 2nd, 2024. Season 4, Show 27, Episode 178. I am your host, Keith. And with me today are...
Terry.
And Jill.
Yeah. And we like to get going with a little bit of what's new.
Does anyone have a question?
Oh, I've never been so insulted in all my life.
And the one what's new thing that I just want to toss out there real quick is I was listening to the latest Roseanne Barr podcast, which they did totally uncut, unfiltered, and unedited. It was interesting. There was one point where her son says, okay, Mom, here's the next topic. Burp. Okay, Mom, when you did burp, burp. Well, look, I'm not done yet. Burp, burp. She must be listening to Terry. Yeah. But she is definitely a maniac sometimes on that show. Definitely not an entirely family-friendly show, but if you're a fan of Roseanne, you'll probably appreciate her humor. She's definitely gotten to be an old Jewish grandma. But anyway, on this show, we do like to open up with our own what's new, and I do have maybe a tiny tidbit of Easter updates. You guys want to talk about that too, or what?
Well, talk about Easter. We didn't do a whole lot on Easter. We went to church, and afterwards, the day before on Saturday was our Easter. We went to our son's house, and our little 3-year-old granddaughter. She went to an Easter egg hunt. She found 4 eggs. She was excited.
All right.
And so she came to, we was at her house, and Grandpa kept hiding the eggs, and she kept finding them. She thought that was even more fun.
She was following the Easter bunny himself.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, we didn't have an awful lot going on Saturday. Our plan for Sunday is our church wasn't going to have a sunrise service. They were going to have a huge everybody all together in one Sunday school class and then have our Easter Sunday worship. But usually Sunday on or East, usually, oh, can't talk. Usually Easter, we spend it at my wife's folks, which is just so we've done it that way. And so she said, well, the Methodist church is going to have the sunrise service. We'll leave up early and we'll go there when it's done. We'll grab Christopher and we'll make the trip to have Easter with the family in Altamont. Well, I get up. I took a shower and shaved the night before so I can get up and be ready. So I get up, and my wife is still, pretty much doing that in bed, sleeping. Well, I heard sounded more like a snore. And so I thought, well, I'll go ahead and lay here for a few moments. I kind of was checking some messages on my phone. Next thing I know, my alarm goes off and it's a quarter till. Like, are you still going to go to the sunrise service? Oh, no, I forgot about it. And so we didn't go to the sunrise service. Apparently, she was hanging out with drunken bowlers until after midnight the night before.
Oh, wow.
And by the time she got in bed, it was after 1. So it's like we didn't really participate in a lot of Easter services. And we're going to go to the worship service in Altamont, but we found out that they rearranged those services and they don't have services the same way they used to, which is a whole other topic. But we ended up having a fun time. I just had a light meal, some sandwiches and macaroni and cheese and stuff like that, and hot dogs and Slappy Joes and like that. And of course, they had the little kids out there. So my niece had her little kids, and they had their own little Easter egg hunt out in the yard.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty good thing.
Yep, them kids like to
Chris,
find them eggs.
I didn't get any candy. I just want to say. I was sitting in my recliner yesterday, relaxing, enjoying playing on my phone. And my wife says, here you go. And she threw something at me.
Are you
She
here?
threw it again at me. It's like, what's that? I got you some candy. It's like, well, thanks, I
Yeah,
guess. You don't have to be so upset around it. Whatever. I don't know what it was or where it went to, but she threw it at me. It landed on the floor beside of me somewhere. I'm like, hope I can find it, I guess. Anyway, fun stuff.
we went over to Valerie's house, Terry's daughter. Her boyfriend wasn't there, but we went there. We had Easter ham. I was
Yeah.
telling Sasha, my granddaughter, when we
From
were
the
driving
Easter
in the
pig.
car, I said, on our show last night, I said, in England, they eat a lot of lamb for Easter. Bah, lamb. We ate ham. Did you like the ham? She like, Grandpa, that rhymes. And I go, it does. And she goes, ham and lamb, that rhymes. And I go, yes, it does. And I said, you know what else rhymes? I said, can you freestyle a little rap or anything like that? It's like, you could say, wham, bam, eat ham with some lamb covered in jam.
She's doing the beatbox and you're whooping out the lyrics, huh?
Ham and lamb covered in jam. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Wham,
Going to
bam,
eat this in
ham.
Alabama with
We
my
had pork
dear old
steaks,
man.
I guess. We had pork steaks. I guess we kind of had the pork too, but just different part of the pig. So,
Different flavor.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we had ham
Yeah.
on the sandwiches, ham and turkey sandwiches.
There you go.
And we had a traditional like green bean casserole, sweet corn, and cheesy potatoes. And Terry made her first attempt at fluffy jello stuff.
Uh-oh.
And she made banana pudding.
You trying
It
to
was
entice
good.
Jill over there, huh? I need the fluffy stuff.
Valerie's the one that makes it every meal, every get together meal, when we get together.
I know
Anyway, it
Christopher
was.
likes the pistachio fluffy stuff, so that's what I like to make to take for
Yep.
my nephew.
We will have to get together and you can make it for him again.
Now George's family likes the cottage cheese, pineapple, Cool Whip, and yolk, no jello.
Yeah.
Those four things you mix together, and that makes a
Yeah, I
easy
remember,
dessert.
yeah, grandma or mom too, I guess, would make the orange
What?
jello with the cottage cheese and stuff in
Okay. It's a Dennis the Menace part of Dennis the Menace.
on Facebook.
Okay. Dennis has came up to Margaret. Margaret is having a tea party with her dolls. And he asked us, hey, Margaret, how old were you when you started getting goofy? Because Margaret is pouring tea into a cup for one of her dolls. Dennis is on a
I guess
skateboard.
her response could have been,
Hey,
I don't know how long we know
I
each
thought
other.
it was funny.
Very educational.
Yeah.
I was trying to get Sasha to come here and tell us about the ham and the lamb.
But she's not going to rap for us.
She's got.
No.
She's still got stage fright.
Yeah. Hey, are you trying to make a stooge out of me?
Yeah.
She can only record when she's not live in front of people.
Warning, warning. We're about to enter the orbit of an unidentified planet.
Are we ready to do some birthdays, or we got more updates to do?
We don't know anything.
But we'd better be on the lookout. Anything might happen.
Happy birthday!
On Wednesday, March 27th, Fergie, 49, Mariah Carey, 54, Quentin Tarantino, 61, Maria Schneider, 72. On Thursday, March 28th, Lady Gaga, 38, Julia Stiles, 48, or 43, I mean, Vince Vaughn, 54, Reba McEntire, 69, Raphael, Italian painter, 531. Friday, March 29th, Lucy Lawless. She's 56.
Grandson's birthday in Maverick 6.
Hell McPherson, model, 60. Sam Walton, 106. John Tyler, 10th President of the United States, 236 years old. Saturday, March 30th, Celine Dion, 56. Tracy Chapman, 60. Bobby Coltrane, 74. Eric Clapton, 79. Warren Beatty, 87. Vincent van Gogh, 171. Sunday, March 31st, Easter, Ewan McGregor, 53. Angus Young, 69. Al Gore, 76. Rhea Perlman, 76 as well. Christopher Walken, 81. Johann Sebastian Bach is 339. I said his birthday last week. I don't know why, but it said it was just not that day.
He had it twice. It had the Julian calendar changed to the Gregorian calendar. Yeah.
Monday, April Fool's Day, yesterday, Debbie Reynolds, 92. Cindy Newman, 107. Clementine Churchill, 139. Lon Chaney, 140. Diane Cannon would have been 87. This morning's birthdays, Michael Fast, 47. Christopher Maloney, 63. Rodney King, 59. Marvin Gaye, 85. Alex Guinness, 110. Hans Christian Andersen, 219. Charlemagne King, 1,282. That's all the birthdays I got for this week.
All right.
Happy birthday, everybody.
We have reason to believe there was more.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for some random stuff.
We gotta keep them happy.
Random topic.
It is time to do some randomizing things. So what are we going to do?
Spin the wheel.
That's exactly it. One.
I don't know what one is.
I do. It is an icebreaker.
Time to break some ice.
But I got to get back onto my screen there. Hold on a second. If your best friend picked a tattoo for you to get, what would they pick out for you? If your best friend, think of your best friend. I don't know if that would mean your spouse. I mean, if currently, or your best friend, like back in the day when you were younger. But pick out a, think of your best friend and what they might want you to wear on your body.
I don't know, because I don't want a tattoo. A cross, that would be the right. only thing that I would
but,
want.
But it's not what you want. It's oh, if you, your best friend. What would your best friend pick out for you to get a tattoo? Like, we're all drunk. We're, one of us is going to get a tattoo. Jill, I'm going to get you whatever.
You got to get your name tattooed on you so everybody will know who you are.
Oh, in case you end up dead somewhere in a ditch.
A permanent name tag on you.
There you go.
Yeah, in the military, that's called a meat tag instead of a dog tag. Because that way, if you have your body blown apart, they can tell, oh, this arm belongs to, oh, Corporal Helpsley, okay.
Never wanted a tattoo, and I don't know if my
but it's not what you want. Yeah, I'm thinking, what would Lisa, your friend from school days, if she was gonna say, Jill, you got to get this for her tattoo, what would she tell you you need to get for a tattoo? Your best friend,
all I could think of is maybe a flower or something, but I don't know. Okay. Well, we never we discussed this,
never came up.
When I worked at Passall Pantry in Godfrey. And there's a guy who came in, and on the back of his hand, he would wipe it in front of the scanner, and it would ring up a 12-pack of Miller Lite in the bottles.
There's a barcode for Miller Lite.
He had a right. He had a biller. He had a barcode tattooed on his hand, and he'd go get the beer out of the cooler and walk up there. And he'd set the beer on the counter, but he'd scan his hand. Bloop.
Well, what if you wanted to have a whole case? He'd slap it 24 times. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
No, just twice, because there's only two 12-packs in the case.
There's a 12-pack, okay. Yeah. But what if you only wanted a 6-pack today? He only scans it halfway. Well, my best friend, he would probably say something like a, something Marine Corps-ish, like an Eagle Globe and Anchor or something. Back in the day.
Did he get one of those on him? And, I know he...
No, he don't.
No.
But I'm saying if he was there to say something, that's probably what he would recommend. And I've actually thought about that. But it's like, no, I really don't want anything in my body for the rest of my life. It's not
me either.
So what about Terry?
I already have a couple, but...
I bet you given the kids you hang with in high school... a marijuana leaf. They would probably tell you, come on, Terry, you gotta put this on your body.
And I want to get another one. I want to get me a castle, red and white, in a castle shape. Combat engineers.
All right. Now, here's one. If you could only eat at one restaurant for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Terry's would be the Chinese buffet.
I just had something from there yesterday. As a matter of fact, both of them.
The Cone Barn?
I had Chinese buffet for lunch, and I had two Big Macs last night for dinner.
So you do what they like they did with the Long John Silver's. They bought up A&W root beer, or maybe root beer bought up Long John Silver's. So now you have a combined restaurant, fish and Long John. Hamburger. Well, they did it with Taco Bell too. Taco Bell and I think KFC is together sometimes.
So and you Pizza build Bell. Pizza Hut too.
Yeah.
Pizza
so you, Hut. Build, Pizza you Hut. Build you a Chinese restaurant and you attach a McDonald's to it, and Terry would never leave there.
RJ Reynolds Tobacco Company bought Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Taco Bell years ago.
So you can eat and smoke. Wait, RJ Reynolds, that's Reynolds wrap. Never mind. you can wrap your leftovers up in aluminum foil.
Roll up your taco and smoke it. Roll up your chicken and fry it.
I think I also would probably say a China buffet type restaurant, because it's just a wide variety of stuff. You would never, you'd always have your food groups and a lot of variety.
I would say Cracker Barrel because of the same reason. There's lots of things, and you can eat something different every day and homemade stuff. I feel like it's more homemade than places. Well, and, the McDonald's.
And the China buffets, they usually do have like a little American section for kids, like burgers and dogs and steak or whatever. Pizza. So, like I said, you would have the whole variety, especially when you're American.
My granddaughter yesterday was eating frog legs at the Chinese buffet. She's like,
I would have to pass on that. I think Kermit needs to hop on his own.
Did she know she was eating frog legs?
She.
Look at these funny looking chicken legs.
She was eating noodles, but she was calling them worms. And I go, "You're eating worms?" And she's like, "Yeah." I go, are you eating their eyeball? Can you see their eyes? No. Oh, you're eating it from the wrong end.
Those are the worm tails. Oh, okay.
You're eating the worm butts and stuff. Look at my big worm. Look at my worm. I'm putting my worm on my pizza.
Well, like... You want to do one more question or move on along here?
No, we can do one more. See what the next one is.
Okay. If you could only wear one type of shoe for the rest of your life, what type of shoes would they be?
The right one.
The right one? Do they have two left feet? I need a right foot. Come on. I got two left feet. Now, I say combo boots jokingly. I would honestly have a hard time with all the boot laces. I think the shoes I have now, they're just comfortable, you know, all-purpose shoes with the Velcro fastener on them.
Something comfortable is what I was thinking. I guess
the ones I have now are orthopedic. Loafer, maybe. They're orthopedic. They're, you know, black. They have a design that looks good when you dress up. They have a texture to them, like a tennis shoe. They're, you know, a cloth. They're breathable. So I would say the kind I have now, they're like an all-purpose shoe. Yeah.
They got rubber soles, like a tennis shoe. Yeah.
Well, they have a rubber sole, but like a tennis shoe, you usually have these patterns on them and little funky shapes and whatnot. They're just like a more or less a flat bottom. They do have a different, you know, lines going through them for traction, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I really like them. But that would be what I would wear.
If
that's the only shoe I would ever could wear.
Tennis shoes. Oh, sneakers, so you could sneak up on people.
Terry used to like to wear that way.
You could be a ninja. You'd have sneakers on.
Yeah, I used to wear hiking boots all the time. Those are comfy. But I haven't had a decent pair in a while. But I have on some orthopedic shoes too. They're pretty comfortable, but they're black as well. But they're like a tennis shoe. They even got a tennis shoe sole on them. They got lots of traction.
Hey, you would think there would be lots of traction to keep you from slipping.
And apparently they make me about 2 inches taller. Because if when I have one shoe on and one shoe off, boy, it sure makes you limp. You know. What I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know about 2 inches, but I know my shoes, they probably have a good maybe inch or so lift on them.
Yeah. I noticed that with my dress shoes on Sunday. I was getting ready for church, and I put on one shoe, and I was like, oh, I need to go brush my teeth real quick before they get here. And instead of putting on my other shoe, I went and brushed my teeth and hobbled to the bathroom. Bloop, I was like, why did I do that? Why didn't I just put on... you get sidetracked. It's like putting on a shoe. Oh, brush my teeth. Come right back.
My wife, we went to church on Sunday as well. She was like, I was like, oh my gosh. She's like, it took me a while to notice that she was almost as tall as me, but she was wearing 3-inch heels.
Well, good for her.
Oh, I don't wear heels. I'm tall, but mine are flats. But
you don't need the heels to make you tall, huh?
Nope, I'm already there.
Yeah, well.
Well, I can have a hobby, can't I?
Since we're how we need to get somewhere, I think we should probably get to our news.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have a swell solution to that one.
How about that for a segue?
Well, just a minute here now. That ain't the woman with the crossed up left foot, is it?
So.
This week in the news.
Chinese man drank 1.1 gallons of water and threw it back up to be a human fountain.
Oh,
yeah. I guess he could have ran it through his system and peed it out like the boy peeing in the fountain of the water.
And he swallowed this gallon, 1.1 gallons of water, and then he was going to regurgitate it as a human fountain where he was streaming the water out of his mouth for 5 minutes and 51.88 seconds. Malfoy.
That definitely sounds gross, but it sounds like something that people in Asia would do. I'm bored. Let's see if I can do this.
And Mahoy uses muscle control to use it. Sex. He beat an Indian guy, did it for less time. I can't go to the time here because. But it had to be spurted with no sprays or dribbles allowed.
He beat a world record where somebody did it. And it has to be a steady stream. It's not like he can break the stream or something.
Maybe make like you do like fish lips or something and have it just squirting up.
Yeah.
That's like
not like talking on the porcelain telephone. Ralph, breaker just hit me out of my body. Ralph.
No. That's weird. It seems like you'd have to breathe in there some. I guess you breathe through your nose though, maybe.
Or maybe you regurgitate it to fill your mouth with water, but while you're breathing in, you can squirt the reservoir out of your mouth, then you can continue regurgitating. Sasha, come on. It's just all gross. I don't want to think about it too much. Unless there's more, I think it's time to move on.
Pinky-fingered thief who's being detained by a policeman on horseback. This happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It didn't give the sticky-fingered thief's name, but it said that he had stolen over $200 of product from the local emporium, also known as Walgreens.
Yeah.
And the police officer was chasing the man on a horse. There was actually a video. You could hear the cop saying, stop, you're being detained, stop, you're being detained. And of course the criminal says, what'd I do? It wasn't me. I was like, they always say that. But they did capture him. There was three officers on horseback. It was like today meeting, the Old West. But the police officers had their body cam on. And so they caught the whole thing on video, crystal clear. Them chasing him. One of them got off their horse and handcuffed the guy. I don't know if they threw him over the horse's rump to take him to jail or if they had to call in. They didn't say that, but that would be pretty
threw him over like a dead body like you see in the old westerns.
Yeah. All he could hear was horse clopping instead of sirens, chasing after him, and it really wasn't a high-speed chase.
The very next day, a local radio station had this contest to see who could correctly guess the number of molecules in Leonard Nimoy's butt. I was off by 3, but I still won the grand prize. That's right, a first-class one-way ticket to Albuquerque. Albuquerque. Oh, yeah.
Now, this actually happened during Valentine's Day, because a Valentine's Day bear takes down a drug ring. An undercover officer in an elite plain clothes unit disguised himself as a huge Valentine's bear with a box of chocolates. The video from Lima, Peru shows the officer dressed as the bear luring the drug dealer out of her home before arresting her. The Peruvian police officer already heard that part. Can you imagine it? A triple plush teddy bear captured a drug dealer on the day of love and friendship, joked the national police spokesman. It happened in Lima, country's capital. The video shows an officer down on one knee holding a sign that reads in Spanish, You are my reason to smile. The candy in a heart-shaped box. The duped suspect comes out of her porch to get the box when the camera cuts to a different angle. This time, the officer, without his mask, but still dressed as a bear, places her in handcuffs. They pulled out multiple stashes of what appeared to be heroin or some other similar opioid. Still wearing his costume, the bear himself pulls some of the contraband out of a drainage grate. I guess I don't know what that would be. The video shows at least two female suspects being arrested and loaded into the back of a police truck. Details on specific charges were not immediately available, but the Esquadron Verde, or Green Squad, is a special crime unit that deals in drug dealing. In December, one of the unit's undercover officers disguised himself as Santa Claus before a drug raid. He created a distraction by breaking on their front door with a sledgehammer. Anyway, a little bonus statement there. So, yeah, being arrested by Fozzie the Bear, apparently.
Just can't trust them bears.
Yeah, those is that a costume or are you a real bear? Come on. Oh, candy? All right. Oh, you love me? No one's ever said that.
Tribes fought with each other so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little white dove with a love big as the sky.
I've always done these, you know, semi-spills this load of stuff on the highway. Well, this story might be one reason why what happens is in Ontario, Canada, a wild turkey ran afoul of a truck on the Ontario Highway.
Why did the turkey cross the road?
Well, it didn't. It got splattered into the windshield of this guy's truck and broke the glass. And it was flopping around inside of the truck.
I was just trying to go to KFC for the drive-thru. What happened to me?
They said that he pulled over and called the police. The police came with animal control. The bird's flopping around in there. It was uninjured.
Wow.
And
uninjured after hitting the windshield. Wow.
That's what I'm thinking.
Aside from some ruffled feathers, neither the driver or the turkey was injured, but that could have been a distraction and caused him to lose his load on the highway.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. Scared the brown stuff out of him. This time, my next story is about an alligator on a golf course in South Carolina. He has a crown, it looks like, on his head, but it's a tomato cage. And the people at this golf course nickname him, of course, King Alligator. But they're trying to figure out how to help this alligator get this off so he can live more happily, I suppose. Well, they think that it could get him tangled up and stuff under the water and drowned. So they thought that some animals can get themselves out of their situation. So they watched him for a few days, and he did get part of it broken off or bit off or something. But when he couldn't get it off from around his neck. So that's when the humane wildlife people jumped in to help. Somehow they were going to capture him, but how it was wrapped around his head is how they usually grab the alligators to snarl them to do whatever they're going to do to the alligator. And so they had a little more difficult time getting a hold of this guy, but they did finally get it off of him. And then he ran off to do his alligator mini golf stuff again, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Because he lived on this golf course, well, they said.
I remember a Popeye cartoon where Popeye was going to wrestle an alligator, and the secret is you flip them over on their back and you rub their tummy and they'll fall asleep. And so the Popeye cartoon, and of course, the alligator floats Popeye over and rubs him on the tummy. Anyway, that's why I mentioned that. See you later, alligator. Well, you know, in Texas, they really love their barbecue. In fact, they love their barbecue so much that when a man stole a barbecue grill, he was chased down and shot by the barbecue grill's owner.
Oh.
Not only was he shot, he was shot and killed after stealing the barbecue pit from the owner. In Harris County, Texas, this man took matters into his own hand, shot and killed the man trying to steal his barbecue pit. The sheriff said that they responded to this neighborhood after reports that a man had been shot and was confirmed dead. The preliminary investigation revealed that the dead man attempted to steal the barbecue pit. After discovering the grill was stolen, the homeowner left the home, chased down the thief in his own vehicle, and when he caught up with the man who was fleeing just a short distance away, he confronted the two people in the vehicle. He told police he believed the driver of the suspected vehicle was possibly in possession of a weapon. So he shot him because he feared for his own life. The second person in the vehicle was not injured, has not been charged with any crimes. The homeowner was detained, and according to the sheriff, he cooperated with investigators and provided a detailed statement about the incident. Investigation ongoing, and still there's not really any arrests made. Now, what it sounds like to me, based on that story, is granted the guy's upset. You stole my grill. But if you're going to, if someone breaks into your house and you shoot the thief on your property or in your house, you probably have a good case for self-defense. If you have to leave and chase them down, this guy's going to fry. He's gonna be tossed away over his stupid barbecue grill.
Right.
If you have to chase him down, well, that's fine. Chase him down, but don't pull a gun. And he says, "I'm afraid he had a gun." It's like, you better be sure he has the gun before you shoot him.
It's a alligator story. A fat alligator gets put on a diet, it says. In Florida, an alligator was found living behind an old Coca-Cola plant in a retention pond. And the local neighbors have dubbed it Coca-Cola.
The Coca Gator.
It's a 9-foot alligator, and it weighs over 400 pounds.
Hmm.
And
that does sound kind of rotund for an alligator.
The neighbors, there's a fence around it, but there's a hole in the fence, but I guess it's too big to get through the hole now, but the people toss it, they relocated it to Tampa to an alligator park because the neighbors were worried about the damaged fence, and the neighbors kept feeding it, like, here, kitty, kitty, you know, feed
have
it.
Have a
and,
Twinkie,
you know,
alligator.
They were
get fatter. Go ahead. Here's a whole box of Twinkies and little Debbies and stuff.
He didn't get big and overweight from like drinking Coca-Cola. It wasn't Coca-Cola.
That was my other thought. He drank all the Coke and got fat.
But they were throwing him treats, lunch meat, and ham.
Unruly children.
And so now it's on a weight loss diet. Feeding it fish and chicken. Nothing but fish and chicken. It's a diabetic diet.
They feed it from Long John Silver's in, huh? Fish and chicken.
Well, let's get down to the hall, Mel. I got the old junk pile waiting outside.
But I thought you got a new car.
Mel, I'm talking about my wife.
Well,
now we're getting somewhere.
Then, with all of our news out of the way.
Well, now that that's over, we can have a very gay little supper.
Joe's Weird Words.
It's time to do some weird words. Yeah. How weird they are this week.
You know how I always tell you guys to use these words throughout the week or let us know if you've used them? I actually read a book, and at the end of the book, it had a little, like a glossary of the words that were unusual that was in it, and it had the word bra in it.
Oh, did it? I was listening to a news clip last week, and someone used the word kerfuffle.
Judge Judy uses that word sometimes, but
it wasn't her.
No, I thought that was neat because it actually had the same meaning, because in Scottish or whatever it meant, you know, nice or lovely. And I was like, that's weird that was in that book. I must have dozed off when they used it because I don't remember hearing it.
Yeah. It's just four glossary. Little letters, just one little syllable. There's a lot of words in the book. You must have missed it.
Yeah. I missed it, but I thought, well, if it's in the glossary, it had to have been in the book somewhere.
I'm an ordinary guy burning down the house.
Yep. Let's see. Our first word, precent. P-R-E-S-C-I-N-D. Precend.
Precend. Well, pre is before, so before you send. Oh, yeah. See, you're tempted, and then you send. And then you go to hell. That's the way it works. Yeah. So before you sin, you're still innocent. So, yeah. Wow. I'm sticking with my version. It's more okay. Like, before you sin, you're still innocent.
Yeah. Terry, got any ideas? I think he's muted because I don't hear him.
No.
Pre-sinned.
Ooh. It's when you send letters in the mail. Before you send it, you lick a stamp on it.
Oh, well.
That's when I hand the mail to my wife and say, here, go mail this.
Pre-sending it?
Pre-send.
Yeah. Pre-send it to her, and then she takes it.
This word, precend, it means cut off or separate from something.
Oh, alrighty.
So I don't know why pre is there, but you cut it off and separate it from something.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
Now I gotta cut loose, foot loose, kick off the Sunday shoes, please, Louise.
How about glyptic? Have you heard of that word? It's G L Y P T I C. Glyptic.
G-L-Y-P-T. Glyptic.
Glyptic.
A-T-T, I see.
isn't glyptic what a woman wear on their lips?
Lipstick.
Oh, it's lipstick.
If you have a speech impediment, it could be.
Glipstick.
Well, glip. Did you say hieroglyphic, Terry? Glip. It's maybe. It's the pencil you use when you're writing hieroglyphics. Glyptic.
Glyptic. Well, it does have to do with
Don't mean a thing. Oh, you nasty boys.
Nasty!
Nasty boys, don't ever change. Oh, you nasty boys.
With writing?
Carving or engraving. So kind of your writing.
Oh, okay. So it's like an engraved kind of a writing, glyptic.
Yeah, but it doesn't say, like, if you're using a certain utensil, device, whatever, to do it. It's just that's what it means. Carving or engraving.
Hmm. I have to remember that. When you have your wedding announcements, have them glyptic-ed.
There you go.
some glyptic-ed wedding announcements.
I like this part. Oh, rock me Amadeus. Oh, rock me Amadeus. Oh, rock me Amadeus.
Have you heard of the word inosculate?
Ooh.
I-N-O-S-C-U-L-A-T-E.
I'm glad you spelled that because I thought you said emasculate. I thought, yeah, when you have a vasectomy. Inosculate. Instead of having your masculines cut off, you have your nose cut off. You're gonna have yourself inosculated. Your nose is gone.
Yeah. Nose is gonna be culated.
Osculate means like to kiss, I think. So you're doing something while you're kissing. Oh, there's a tornado coming. The alarms are going off. Chaos.
Oh yeah, mine's going off too.
Is it just a test, or is it the real thing? Because there's a tornado watch today.
Live or memory.
Anyway, yeah, inosculate. I'm torn between taking your nose off or doing something while you're kissing. French kissing. That's it. Your tongue is going in while you're kissing.
Well.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, soul, and faith. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Cause what's puzzling you is the nature of my game.
I suppose it's similar to what you're saying because it means when two things are grown close together. But it does say, like, when two trees are growing close together and their branches are intertwined.
Oh, okay. Yes, you've seen that before, where the trees are close and their branches kind of twist together. Okay.
But see, also, you could say when you're kissing, you're hugging, and so your arms are inosculated. Yeah, so
they're intertwined.
Yeah. So I could see that working in both of those.
Hey, you! Get off of my cloud!
Chinook. Chinook. Chinook.
Chinook.
It's a helicopter.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a CH-46.
Well, let me tell you, this word does have more than one meaning. So you guys can
The Chinook helicopter is, I think, an Eskimo or Inuit Indian word. It has to do with the wind. It's a type of a wind, a north wind.
Yeah.
I'm hot-blooded, chicken and sea. Got a fever of 103. Come on, baby, do you do more than dance? I'm hot-blooded, hot-blooded.
Yeah, but it has two meanings. That is one of them. It's a warm, dry wind that blows down the east side of the Rocky Mountains at the end of winter. That's what the Chinook wind is. But it also has another meaning that says a Chinook salmon is a large salmon. That's an important fish to the northern communities.
I was going to say, it's also a grocery store chain in St. Louis.
Oh, Schnucks. Really? Oh, yeah. Schnucks. Schnucks. So Chinook has several
only that one is spelled S-C-H-N-U-C-K apostrophe S.
Schnucks. Yeah, Schnucks.
So why don't you use it? Try not to bruise it. Buy time, don't lose it.
Let's see, our next word is... Oh, chinwag. That kind of gives it away. C-H-I-N-W-A-G.
Blah, 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 blah. You know, that siren's still going off.
Mine is, too.
I think maybe we should take this to the basement.
Well, mine just stopped.
Okay, we're good.
But yeah, you were right with the chin wag. It's a blah, 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 chit-chat, talking...
Like our pre-show, our post-show.
The whole show. We're
the show that people don't hear.
In between shows.
The people.
Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on. I'm talking to you. Come on.
His next word is nascent, and it's N-A-S-C-E-N-T. Nascent.
That sounds really familiar.
You have a son named Nathan.
The obvious thing is, yeah, I have a son named Nathan, which means gift. But nascent. This sounds like I've heard that before, but I can't place it.
Well, it has nothing to do with scent, so I will tell you that much.
My next test would be my son sent me an email. He sent me a text message. Oh, it may have to do with smell. The smell of my son. Yeah. After being in the truck all week, yeah, he steps out and he's got that Nate scent.
Nate smell.
Gentlemen, shatter, gentlemen, shatter. Laughter, joy, and loneliness, and sex, and sex, and sex, and sex. Look at me. I'm in tatters. Gentlemen.
Oh, well, nascent means a new business that is showing potential. Oh. So maybe it does have a new business smell. Like right. A new car smell.
A new car smell, a new business smell. Yeah.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
Another word is simpatico.
Oh, simpatico? I think we had that before.
Oh, maybe.
Simpatico. It's like the same feeling about something.
S-I-C-O. Simpatico.
Yeah, because sim is like same or similar, and patico is like pat or like pathetic. Path is feeling. So the same feeling.
Well, this here, it says an easy to get along with person. So if you feel the same as somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. You're comfortable with somebody. You like the same things. You're simpatico.
This doesn't happen to me every day. Won't mind.
Let's spend the night.
Another word is absquatulate. What did you hear me say? Absquatulate.
Absquatulate.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning out the interior of my abs whenever I'm squatting.
I could have sworn heard something different.
What year?
To speak loudly.
Huh?
To speak loudly.
Oh,
that one.
Oh.
Absquatulate.
He heard ejaculate.
Oh. Yeah, ejaculate.
You cut that out if you want.
Well, that is a valid use of
that's
the word
what it
to
means.
Speak loudly. Yeah. It means an outburst.
Yeah, but that's not what this means.
That means squatting
has
down.
Has nothing to do with your abs, then, your abdominal muscles.
Hmm. And it seems like we've had a word that means the same thing, unless it was this word a few weeks ago. I'm going to have to go through my
list
better.
I don't think we've had this word, absquatulate.
Absquatulate.
Have diarrhea.
Flatulate. It was flatulence is farting and stuff, man.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. But you gotta let me know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Should I stay or should I go?
Diarrhea leaves your body absquatulately. It means to leave quickly. So if you have
so
that
you
problem,
have, you have explosive diarrhea. You have absquatulated all over the place. Hopefully in the toilet more than anywhere else.
Like right. A fountain from your mouth.
I mean, like it could fountain. Be anything. You leave quickly. It doesn't
like,
actually
like
have
the
to
guy
do
with the
diarrhea,
fountain. The Chinese guy with the fountain. He was absquatulating the water.
Yes, anything you can leave quickly from a building or absquatulate or
there's a fire. Happens. Absquatulate.
Yes.
A tornado warning. Absquatulate.
But it's all right now. In fact, it's a gas. But it's all right. Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas.
Oh, this next one is a carrion. And you spell it I-C-A-R-I-A-N.
I know
carrion.
That's right. I know that's right.
Go ahead.
I carried in the groceries for my wife.
I knew you guys were going to go there.
I thought it was what had an A on the front. A carrying. I'm a carrying my bags to the airport. But it's carrying like a dead body. So it's like if Apple made a product about a dead body, it would be lowercase I, uppercase carrying, like a lowercase I and an uppercase phone.
I carry it.
Is IC or IK?
IC.
IC. Ick. Ick.
Ick carrion.
Icarian. Oh.
That could be how you say it. I don't know. Icarian. Icarian. I don't know where you put this.
Icarus was some kind of a Greek mythology dude. I think he's a guy who flew too close to the sun. So maybe you're like that guy flying too close to the sun. Your wax wings will melt and you'll come crashing to the earth.
They tell us that we lost our tails, evolving up from little snails. I say it's all just wind and sails. Are we not men? We are devil. Are we not men? D-E-V-O.
Halfway. How can I do a halfway ding, 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 ding? Because it does have to do with Icarus, but it means he's ambitious, excessively ambitious.
Well, that's so, kind of Icarus' personality. He was so ambitious, he wanted to make wings to fly to the sun. That's definitely ambitious.
So however you say that word, you probably said it right, and I said it wrong. Icarian is how my phone said it.
Yeah.
Icarian.
Yeah.
You're a Korean.
Like yeah. I'm from Korea.
But yeah, it does have to, it had to do with Icarus. And
all right. I got lucky on that one.
Yeah.
Smoke on the water, a fire in the sky. Smoke.
My last word is Daedalion. And it's spelled D-A-E-D-A-L-I-A-N. Daedalion.
Daedalion. Well, a medallion is a thing you wear around your neck with a big medal on it. So a Daedalion is a thing you wear around your neck with a boot on it. I don't know.
A dalion.
with a dead thing on it, a dead animal hanging from around it.
Interesting.
Sorry, I was going to say something. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid and we'd go to grandma's house and I'd say bad words, I would eat Dial soap every day again.
Yeah. You have Dial again today. Dial a day dalion.
Good, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better, 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 yeah!
I thought it kind of sounded like one of the Three Musketeers' names, Daedalion.
Oh, yeah, D'Artagnan and
Artemis
and this whoever else the other word, I don't remember.
But this word actually means cunningly designed... Artistic, cunningly designed.
Oh,
Daedalion.
Artistic is Daedalion. It takes a Daedalion to make a medallion so you can wear it.
There you go.
It's the craftsman who made the medallion. Okay.
Yeah.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. Relax, don't do it when you want to suck it to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come.
That's all my words for the week. So have fun doing them.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, and now I think the real fun can begin.
Derry's top 10 list.
Well, then you've learned something rather wonderful, haven't you?
We can chinwag now, though, with Terry's top 10.
All right, let's do that.
Top 10.
What Easter candy? Yeah. Top 10 list of Easter candy, according. Number one, Cadbury Easter cream eggs.
Mm. If you don't like them, send them to me.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Number two, Reese's peanut butter eggs. Oh.
Yes, if you like yours, send them to Terry.
My sugar's as sweet a treat as eating candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Starburst jelly beans.
Woo. Yeah, good kind. Flavorful.
Sugar and spice.
Sugar and spice.
Everything nice.
Everything nice.
Number four, Cadbury chocolate mini eggs.
Oh, how many mini eggs? Many eggs.
And kissing her once ain't half as sweet as kissing her twice.
Kissing her twice.
Number five, the all-time favorite, Hershey's Milk Chocolate Kisses.
Yeah, classic.
I can be smart.
He can be smart.
And I can be wise.
He can be wise.
Six, M&M Easter pastel colors.
But when she rolls those roly-poly jelly bean eyes.
Jelly bean eyes.
Number seven, a Lindell, I guess Lindell chocolate bunny rabbit.
All right.
And
solid chocolate.
I shiver and shake.
He shivers and shakes.
My heart would just break.
His heart would just break.
Number 8, Brock's Jelly Bird Eggs.
Yeah, that's like, yes, like jelly beans to me, but I'll take them.
Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to be, but they just can't say jelly beans. I don't know.
If some other love should rob me of my candy and cake.
9, Peeps Yellow Marshmallow Chicks.
That's a Peeps over the weekend.
Yep.
Candy and cake. Candy and cake.
Number 10, Hershey's Milk Chocolate Eggs.
All
just
right.
Make sure you take the foil off of them before you eat them.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
No wonder my feelings were so tingly.
His honey's as sweet a treat as eating candy and cake. Sugar and spice. Everything nice. He says that kissing her once ain't half as sweet as kissing her twice.
And then, because that was so quick, I can do this other list here. It's the top 8 things of how to know that you are an adult. Kind of goes along with what I just read there, the candy show. Number 1, you gain 30 pounds overnight.
Oh,
the
candy.
Yeah.
2.
You'd rather sleep than go out.
Yeah. Especially these days.
3.
Everything hurts.
Most of the things, not everything. Yeah.
4.
Comfort comes before style.
Yes.
Comfy shoes. Yeah.
5.
You have a favorite spatula.
Oh, where's your wife?
No, I'm not that lonely yet.
Well, I'd have to rephrase it and say, you have a favorite egg turner.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
6.
Everything feels like a chore. And
that's what makes those funny noises when you stand up.
7.
College students look like they're 12 years old.
Yeah, and act that way too most of the time.
8.
I seen something yesterday on Facebook and it said tomorrow is Grumpy Old Gray-Haired Men Day. They wanted some respect that day.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Well, I seen it yesterday, so I'm wondering if it's
so
today.
It'd be today.
All you grumpy old gray-headed men, get your recognition.
Yeah. They should have had it yesterday on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, that would have been a good day for it.
Well, we won't make no money out of this, but it's an awful good thing to do.
Anyway, was that your list then?
That's all of it, yep.
Well, well, look here.
Anchor topic.
Yeah, well, then it's time for our next thing, and that's our anchor topic.
What is it this week?
We are going to talk about computers.
Go ahead.
What's that? What's that?
Well, when they're not misbehaving, I don't know what is there to say. I mean, there's a lot that can be said. There's so much that can be said. You don't almost don't know where to start. I mean, in the world of blindness and accessibility, and to answer questions that the people might have, I mean, there's the first question is, how do you use a computer? Well, they talk. just like your phone has voiceover built in. Windows for a long time has had Narrator built in, but Narrator has pretty much sucked up until the recent handful of years since they finally got it. I think around the time of Windows 8, they started making it finally be somewhat usable. And especially in the days of Windows 10, it's actually halfway decent if you need to borrow someone's computer and they don't have JAWS installed on it. It's pretty simple to get going. You just do Windows Control Enter, and it's a toggle. It toggles on, toggles it off, but and it comes on. Now it's not like a super powered screen reader like JAWS is, but it will read you the screen. And if you know hotkeys like Alt Tab, it'll read you the next window title and maybe begin reading you the screen. I'm not all that well versed in it. So like if I needed to read a document, like in JAWS, there's a hotkey, insert down arrow, that will read from your current position. And a Narrator, I don't know what the hotkey might be, but I'm pretty sure it'll do that. But it is handy. It can at least get you moving around the computer to open stuff. And I do use it sometimes because when I'm doing audio editing, I use WavePad. JAWS and WavePad doesn't play very well together. And I often have to turn JAWS off and I'll do the command to open up Narrator. The Narrator will at least read. If I need to open up a menu, I can do Alt F and arrow through, and I can find the commands I need to get the editing done. And then whenever I'm done with the stuff that JAWS has trouble with, I usually am ready to reboot my computer and just walk away because I've been at it for a while. But it is usable and it is there in case your JAWS freaks out on you, or you had to borrow a computer, or whenever I was up at Heinz, they didn't have JAWS on the computer yet, and my instructor was also totally blind. He's like, how do I do this? I'm like, you just turn Narrator on. What? You can't use Narrator for this. I'm like, just do it. Turn Narrator on. Now, do the command to go to your desktop, Windows D, and hit M until you find, you know, Microsoft Edge or whatever browser that's on there. And you open it, and you do the command for the address bar, which is a couple ways you can do that. Alt plus D, F4 will get there, Control plus L. There's several hotkeys that'll get you there. Type in.
But I got a question. How do you know where you're at when it's not talking?
Well, Narrator would be talking at this point.
By then? Oh, okay.
Because as soon as you hit the hotkey for Narrator, then there is talking. You go to your desktop, and it'll say, well, you know, Windows D, then it'll say, you know, desktop, and whatever is highlighted. You hit M, oh. It'll read Microsoft Edge. You hit Enter, and the screen opens up. Profile 1, Edge. And then you hit, say, you know, Control L for your location bar. And it'll, you know, HTTP:// blah, 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 blah. And then you type in, you know, the address for JAWS, which is Freedom Scientific. And once you're on there, you can use the single hotkeys like H for headings and B for buttons. It does do that. And then you find your download. And then once you hit download, now you just let JAWS load. And then you can use it instead. But we had to do that on a computer I got, I think it was back in 2018.
Hmm. So, what voice is it that whenever you have that Narrator?
Your default SAPI 5 voices that Windows have. It used to be Microsoft Mike and Microsoft Sam, but now it's Microsoft David is the default. Now you can switch it. The other one is Microsoft Zira. But they're the standard sappy five voices that Microsoft puts in there.
Oh.
But that's what you get whenever you do that. And you can set those up in your control panel, which I haven't done in a long time. And I had to figure out how to do that. But I'm pretty sure you find your sounds icon in your control panel. And on your sounds, you tab, there's a tab bar across the top, and there's a way you can set them in there.
Oh.
So there's how you can use a computer if you hopefully have JAWS, but if you don't have JAWS, how you turn narrator on and off and how quickly, you know, what the experience is like to navigate to somewhere.
Yeah.
And like any of the accessibility things, narrator has its own, you know, tutorial thing where it'll walk you through, you know, here's the hotkey or here's how you do something. Like on your phone, you would double tap or whatever.
Yeah, that's one thing on the phone. You know, it has the help screen. So if you're confused mm-hmm. and don't know what, how to tap or what tap is for what thing, does the computer have something like that you're saying that where it'll tell you, like a help menu?
The narrator does have a help tutorial that will walk you through if you've never used it. And JAWS has the hotkey insert F1 two times quickly. It'll, I think it enters and exits to help. That may not be the right hotkey. That might just be for context system help.
Okay, but I'm the big dummy. When you say F1, the F on the keyboard and the number one?
The F1 on the, no. On the function key, real give escape,
okay.
F1,
just
F2,
in case anybody
F3,
out
F4,
there is...
F5.
In case anybody out there doesn't catch that, I wasn't sure when wanted to make sure that was clear to people.
There's a key called F1, and it goes through F12. Sometimes it'll extend and go up to something like F16 or something like that.
Wow.
But generally, once you get past F12, what those extra keys are, those four extra keys, is stuff like print screen and some other weird things that nobody ever uses.
Uh-huh.
Scroll lock and stuff like that.
Hmm.
But anyway, there's a quick basics on trying to hopefully inform sighted people on how a blind person actually could use a computer.
Yeah.
Maybe encouraging blind people to, if you have to use someone else's computer, you can do control windows enter and it will toggle narrator.
Using other people's computers, though, sometimes can be confusing because if it's your own personal one, we mark them with the Velcro or bump dots, the J and the F.
If you don't have neuropathy, which I used to not have, all I got to do is figure out where's the F and where's the J. And everything else was all, I was always a touch typist. That's my only landmarks I would need is where's F, where's J. After that, I knew which fingers went where. Buttons they hit, and anything on the standard typewriter keyboard I had no problem with. The only time I might have an issue is like if we needed a left bracket or a right bracket or the vertical bar, which almost never use those, but sometimes in certain cases you might.
Different punctuation, you kind of forget where they may be, but all the keys are
don't. If you've been trained as a touch typist, you won't treat that. But yeah, I see where some people might.
Something you don't use every day or on a daily basis, you might be going, oh, wait a minute, was the right parentheses on this number or that?
These days, my problem is not knowing where the things are. It's with neuropathy. I have a hard time feeling them, even when they're marked. And so I've gotten to rely on my dictation software, and the most of the keys I hit is the arrow keys, the control shift and tab keys, and that's about it. Maybe the home and end and stuff like that.
Huh.
But I do as little typing as I possibly have to these days.
Yeah.
It's so difficult. Anyway, there we have that.
Well, what do you think? I'll tell you what I think.
So we're done with our anchor stuff.
What's this new idea you're on?
Time for some email stuff.
Well, Bubble Nose, let's call Universal Studios and tell them the new star has arrived.
Yeah.
And we do have an email. Oops, I went past it. An email. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? And this is kind of back on our theme of dumb criminals. when I read this, I feel like I should be playing the theme to Dragnet as we go. But here we go. Hi there, host of That Sounds Funny. Names in this email have been changed to protect the innocent. Dum, da-dum, dum. My name is Brad, and I'm a police officer in California. It was a sunny day in Palo Alto when the call came in at 3:30 p.m. from Amazon driver who said someone had stolen my van with loaded with packages. I arrived on the scene with my partner, Joe, or it was Joe Friday, you know what I'm While investigating, we found that the worker had parked his van eastbound in the 400 block of West Charleston Road while making a delivery. He's definitely a cop. Fred Carson, the worker, claimed that he left the keys in the ignition with the engine running. Well, yeah, he's an Amazon driver. You would expect that. As Mr. Carson was returning to his van, he saw it being driven away. He stated that he felt helpless as he watched the van make a U-turn on West Charleston Road and head southbound on El Camino Real. Whatever those streets are, I don't know. My partner and I worked with Amazon dispatchers to live track the stolen van, because they do have GPS in these days. It didn't take long to find the suspect, who was just exiting the vehicle after she had just parked it in the... Let me read this again. It didn't take long to find the suspect, who was just exiting the vehicle after she just parked it at the Amazon facility located at the 900 block of McLaughlin. Yeah, I'll give my address. Let's stop it. In San Jose, roughly 20 miles south of Palo Alto. Well, so she took the van... She stole it and drove 20 miles to the Amazon. I wonder if she had a job interview.
Maybe she had a package she wanted to take to Amazon.
I want to return this to your storage facility there. I asked her what was so important. Why did she steal the van? Her response was, because I just needed to get back to San Jose. Wow. We arrested 36-year-old Eleanor Flores of San Jose, California. She was booked into the Santa Clara main jail for felony vehicle theft and for committing a felony while out on bail for a felony.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I don't want to know what the felonies are, but wow. Dumb criminal. I hope this makes it on the show and that you enjoyed what it's like in the day in the life of a police detective. From Officer Bradford Betts. Wow.
That's crazy.
And to steal this vehicle. I just need to ride back to San Jose. Wow. Some
dumb
people.
Criminals.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if people have a weird life story like that, or a weird day in your life as whatever your occupation is, you know what to do. Don't get stressed. Don't get depressed. Just say to yourself, I did send this to That Sounds Funny. And if people don't know, I stole that line from a different podcast.
Yeah. I think I heard that somewhere recently.
Yeah.
Well, enough about tall, dark, and devastating. I gotta get home to short, pale, and irritating.
Well, gee, they ought to advertise.
Final thoughts.
It would now be time for some final thoughts.
Well, good for you.
If only I could find my list again here.
Here's our final thoughts.
What happens when the smog clears over Southern California? UCLA.
You guys know the lottery's up to big numbers now, right?
I know. It's over $1 billion. I guess yeah. Terry hasn't won it or he wouldn't be here.
Do you play the Amish lottery? You know what theirs is up to? 200 chickens and a goat.
Hit me ticket. Hit me ticket. Well, this thesaurus was the first dinosaur to become extinct, defunct, superseded, disappeared, exterminated, gone, deceased.
Absquatulate.
Yeah, absquatulated.
My photographs don't do me any justice. They just look like me.
So is me.
We thought one of our goats was giving birth. Turned out she was just kidding.
I'm a natural at weightlifting. I picked it up quickly.
Every time you get up, have a chair.
A giraffe walked into a bar, and the bartender said, "We don't serve high neck in here."
High neck bottles.
Heineken. Heineken.
Oh, Heineken. Okay.
Heineken.
Now I get the pun. Yeah.
I don't know how people can get eaten by sharks. Don't they hear the music?
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, my. I finally did it. I bought a new pair of shoes with memory soles. No more forgetting how I walked into the kitchen.
When we used to drive by the cemetery, my dad would say, "You know why I can't be buried there?" We'd say, "Why?" And he'd say, "Because I'm not dead yet."
That would be a good reason. But he's there now.
The only thing I'm growing this spring is older and more irritable.
Yeah. All right. Why couldn't the pirate call his mom on Mother's Day? She left the phone off the hook. pirate hook.
My doctor told me I had insomnia, but not to lose any sleep over it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Well, my health care is so bad, I have a copay to watch Dr. Oz.
Yeah. And Dr. Phil, too.
Yeah.
Well, I just ate a frozen apple. I'm hardcore.
Kenneth, did you hear that joke?
Yes, dear. There will now be a slight pause for station fumigation.
I got my girlfriend a get better soon card. She's not sick. She just needs to get better.
You need to clean the house better, you need to cook food better, you need to dress better.
You know why those towels are at the gas pump? So you can wipe your eyes after filling your tank.
After seeing the price, huh?
Yeah.
Gotta get a loan for that. Well, you know, I never did figure out what the knights in white sat in.
Knights in white satin, never reaching the end.
What was Forrest Gump's password? One, Forrest, one.
Yeah.
Run, Forrest, run! Well, I'm as bored as an Amish electrician.
When you compare the size of a gummy worm compared to a gummy bear, it starts to paint a horrific picture of the gummy universe.
Yes, it does.
Worm is so big.
What kind of key does it take to open a banana? a monkey.
In the spirit of Easter, I decided to keep the dust bunnies as decorations.
Here comes Peter, hopping down
kind of Easter egg bunny does trail. Dust bunny anyway. Well, did you hear about the big fight at the seafood restaurant? Battered fish everywhere.
Here's the other one. Where does the cow go on a date? To the movies.
I heard the government is putting chips inside of people. I hope I get Doritos.
Oh, yeah. Nacho cheese. Why do astronauts use Linux? Because everyone knows you can't open windows in space.
I have the ability to sense what is inside of every wrapped present. It's a gift, really.
I can't believe they let anybody make babies, but you have to have a license to fish.
Yeah, there should be something the way around with that.
Right.
Oh my God. Some people shouldn't be allowed to make them babies. Anyway, I found out that my girlfriend was really a ghost. I had my suspicions the moment she walked through the door.
I ran out of jokes. I have any more.
I might could do another one, but I'm pretty close to my end too.
Yeah, I got another one. Do you know what they call it when the maternity ward is short of nurses? It's a midwife crisis.
Midwife. I'm going to say this anyway. I probably shouldn't. But I found a wooden shoe in my toilet today.
Hmm.
It was clogged. Dun, dun, dun. So with that, wow, I suppose we better stop before we go downhill.
Well, he certainly did wonders for me.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
I'm hungry.
I'm thirsty.
Well, here, you never heard such junk.
Anyway, that is the end of our final thoughts, which means it's the end of our episode.
Well, I'll admit it's not much, but it's all I have.
And it's the part where we like to say, hey, everybody, thanks for listening. This is your host, Keith, signing off, saying thanks for listening. When you're out and about there, tell all your friends about us. Help them put us in their phone podcatcher or device, or show them our website, thatsoundsfunny.com. From there, they'll be able to play any of our episodes right from the webpage, leave us a comment, send us an email. When you're on your favorite podcast directories, leave us a good rating and review. And with all that, I have more to say. So once again, this is Keith signing off. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Let's have Squatch laid out of here.
Oh, yeah. Up Squatch late, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Send this email, tsf@thatsoundsfunny.com.
Bye-bye. See you later.
thatsoundsfunny.com.
That sounds funny.
Two blind brothers and a blind sister. We tell it the way we see it.
Okay, that's enough.
About the Easter Bunny one.
Oh, why is it?
Easter egg hunt.
I don't know.
She got to the Easter egg hunt.
All right.
To go to the Easter egg hunt.
Why ain't self-conscious? Just stick around.
It's not called a spatula. At my house, you can't call it a spatula. It's called an egg turner here. She'll correct you. It's an egg turner. It's like,
but what if you're flipping a hamburger?
Yeah, what about if you want to make pancakes?
Where's my egg turner? I need my egg turner. I need an egg turner for the hamburgers. You mean a hamburger flipper? No. Why buy a pancake flipper? Nope, it's egg turner. Uh,